Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Gimel. We're holding on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the last few words of the page on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Meir Yosef Ben Avram Alav Hashalom by his children and grandchildren. It's also sponsored by Avrami Rosenbaum Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Fega Bas Yosef Alav Hashalom and for Refuah Shleima for Devorah Hena Bas Yocheved. It's also sponsored in memory of the art site for Rav Moshe Shmuel Ben Shlomo Alevi Alav Hashalom by his grandchildren and finally sponsored by Eli Spillman Le'ilui Nishmas for Moshe Spillman, Rav Moshe Ben Rav Menachem, Alav Hashalom. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We're at the very last few words of the page on Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we're discussing the maximum height of a mavoi, of the entranceway of a mavoi that could be nitar al yedei akora, that you could put a beam over in order to be matarit. So the first thing we're going to discuss is, does the calculus change when it comes to an amaltara? Let's say you put something that will catch the eye, so then can you have even higher than 20 yamos? If you have something there that will make it catch your eye and you'll notice it. And then the Gemara is going to discuss perhaps the connection between the machlokas tanaim over here, whether a mavoi could be lemala mechaf hama, and the machlokas tanaim legabe sukkah, the maximum height of a sukkah. Are those two machlokos connected to each other, or do they each have their own independent logic from each other? The Gemara is then going to identify what exactly is an amaltara, what an amaltara is supposed to look like, and then the Gemara is going to raise a suffix. What if, when you have this halacha, that something can't be lamala mechaf hama, part of it is within chaf hama and part of it is above chaf hama? You have some of the schach within 20 amos of the ground and some of the schach above 20 amos from the ground. Some of the beam that's covering the entranceway of the mavoi within 20 amos and some of the beam above 20 amos. So the Gemara is going to raise that as a suffix, and then the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly the size of an ama is legabe different halachas. Not every ama, an amma is not a uniform measure for all halachas. There are different types of amma, and the majority of Amud Beis is going to discuss that issue. For different halachos, when do we say an amma is an amma bas chamisha tvachim, an amma bas shisha tvachim? At the very end, we're talking about amma sochakos. Okay, so let's start. We're up to elameata, the last two words of the page, and daf beis Amud Beis. So ask the Gemara. Ravit said that the chachamim derive the size of the entrance we have a mavoi from the pesach of the heichal, that they're both 20 amos high. So elameata, if you're going to learn from the Pesach HaHeichal, lo tahani le'amaltara, then putting an amaltara by the entranceway of a mavoi should not allow it to go above 20 amos, because the heichal amaltara havile v'afilu achias ramu d'gvah, the heichal also had an amaltara, and yet it maxed out at 20 amos. So you see that this 20 amos maximum is with the benefit of an amaltara, of some sort of heck or something that will catch the eye. So don't tell me that if you have something that's going to catch the eye, then you're allowed to go even more than 20 amos off the ground. So the Marsha points out that if the amaltara helped to make even more than 20 amos, then the Gemara's logic is they should have made the Pesach HaHeichal match the Pesach HaUlam. They should have gone more than 20 amos. The fact that they didn't make it more than 20 amos must mean that the maximum size of a Pesach, even with an amaltara, can only be 20 amos. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So it says the Tanan, Chamesh Amaltaros, Chamesh Amaltaros Shalmila, Hayu Al Gabav, Zulam Al Mizu, Vizulam Al Mizu. They had five Amaltaros made out of Mila, it's a type of wood called Mila, and there were one on top of the other, and that they went over the Pesach HaHeichal, so there was something there to catch the eye, and still it only went to 20 Amos. So before the Gemara finishes off its Kasha, the Gemara is going to explain where do we find that an Amaltara will allow a Korah to be placed on the Malam Mama. With the Gemara is going to explain it. Before that, the Gemara is going to say, "Well, wait a second. Why is this Mishnah Kasha at all? Because Dilma Kitanya Hita Maltaros Bulam Tanya. Who said that the Heichal had a Maltaros? Yeah, we know that there is a Mishnah that tells us about a Maltaros, but that might have been by the Pesach Ulam. That might not have been by the Pesach Heichal at all. Says Mar Vahimai Kushya Dilma Tavnis Heichal Ketavnis Ulam. What do you mean? Why is that a Kasha? It's the assumption is that the basic structure of the Heichal mirrored the basic structure of the Ulam. Sayinachinami, you could have been talking about the Ulam, but if the Ulam had a Maltaros, then we have the right to assume that the Heichal had a Maltaros as well. And therefore, we're about to ask our Kasha, meaning now that we've established that the Heichal had an Amaltra, how do I know the Heichal had an Amaltra? Because the Ulam had an Amaltra, and Dilma, the Gemara says, presumably they match each other, and therefore we see that even with an Amaltra, the maximum is going to be 20 Amos. It's just unusual that the Gemara would use the word Dilma when the translation of the word is presumably, that we're making the assumption. Dilma usually means maybe, as if we don't really know. So the Ritva writes that the Lashon Dilma over here is Lav Dafka. It's not a suffix. We know that the Pesach Eichel mirrored the Pesach Ulam. However, the Meiri writes that the Gemara is really asking it as a Shema. Maybe the Tavnis Eichel was like the Tavnis HaUlam. And it sounds that way from the Rambam also, because the Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira writes that the Ulam had an Amaltra, but he does not say the same thing by a Heichel. So it sounds like it's not a given that the Heichel had the same basic structure as the Ulam and also had an Amaltra. The Rashash writes that it could be, based on what Tosos says on Daf Beis and Beis, that the Kasha of the Gemara is that if Al Yedei and Amaltra you can make a Pesach that's even more than 20 Amos, they should have done so in order to equate it with the Pesach of the Ulam. So there could be that's what the Gemara is saying. Vidilma, meaning if we mean to ask that we should have made the Heichel like the Tavnas Ulam with 40 Amos with a Maltaraos, so that's what we're asking. That Dilma, Tavnas Heichel, Ketavnas Ulam. Maybe we Dafka want to make the Heichel like the Ulam. So anyway, so now the Gemara gets to its Kasha. Once we've shown that the Heichel had a Maltaraos, and still it only was 20 Amos high, it did not go higher than that, Alama Amra Bila Amarav, why then does Rav tell me two halachos, the second of which is going to be important for us? Number one, Rechava Arba'av will be Shein Abriya, that if you have a Korah that covers over the entranceway of a Mavoy that's four Tvachim wide, even though it's not a particularly strong beam that would be able to hold a brick on it, it's still going to be Kasher. And number two, of more interest to us right now, V'im Yesha Amaltra Afilu Gavo Yosem Yasser Mama Yino Tzarech Lema'it, that Rav holds that if you have an Amaltra, your Pesach by the Mavoy can be way more, the Korah of a Mavoy can be more than 20 Amos off of the ground. You don't need to be Mima'it. So that second din is a Kasha, because we just said that according to Rav, we derive the halach of 20 Amos from the Heichal, and by the Heichal, even with an Amaltra, it maxed out at 20 Amos, and yet Rav himself says that if it's that if there's an Amaltra, you can go more than 20 Amos. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Amaltra Masnisahi. Now the din that we're quoting in the name of Rav, that if you have an Amaltra, it can be even more than 20 Amos, it's not Rav, it's a Braisa. So it's not a Stira in Rav. How could Rav say we derive from the Heichal? I, Rav, holds that an Amaltra makes it that you can go more than 20 Amos. It's not Rav, it's a Braisa that says an Amaltra makes it that you can go more than 20 Amos. Man Katanila, who's the author of this Braisa? So I'm Rabbi Hachama Bereid Rabba Baravua Katanila. It's a very authoritative author, so this Braisa is a reliable Braisa. So since the Braisa is a reliable Braisa, V'tavei Amaltra, Masnisa, V'tikshe L'Rav. Even if it is a din in a Braisa, it should still be a Kasha on Rav. Meaning Rav still held that we derive the halachos of the entranceway of a Mavoi from the Heichal. So whether it's he himself who said it or it's a Braisa that said that an Amaltra will help to go more than 20 Amos, it still goes against what Rav said, that we derive it from the Heichel, because by the Heichel, you don't go more than 20 Amos. The Heichel is only 20 Amos high, even with an Amaltra. So it's a Braisa that goes against Rav, it's a Kasha on Rav. So the Ritva points out, why is a Braisa a Kasha on Rav? The Gemara says all over Shas, Rav, Tanahu, Upalik. Rav is one of those early Amoraim that never accepted upon himself not to argue on Tanaim. Most of the Amoraim decided that the time is better spent not arguing on the Tanaim, but being mefarish the Divrei HaTanaim. But Rav never was mekabel that upon himself. There was no halacha that an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. At some point, they were mekabel that it doesn't make sense to learn that way anymore. It makes much more sense to try to be mefarish the Divrei HaTanaim. You're going to argue. You're going to lose the fight most of the time. But Rav never had that. Rav was a Tana. So the Ritva points out, even though Rav Tana Upalagan, he's able to argue on the Braisa, we only say that when there's no other another way to be miyashiv. And especially over here, where Rav didn't say the halacha, he's just trying to explain the reason for the Mishnah. Meaning our Mishnah said this idea of chaf amos. So Rav is trying to explain where that comes from. So he's not trying, he's clearly not trying to argue on tonight, he's just being mefarish. Oh, it comes from the Heichal. So the Gemara says, okay, now you've got a problem, because there's a brisa that tells us that an amaltra works, the malame chaf amah, and the Heichal had an amaltra and was still only chaf amah. So Rav says, take me out of the picture. Aren't the brisos closer to each other? Because we had a brisa that says that the height of 20 amos is derived from the Pisco Shalechal. I didn't invent that, says Rav. So you have one brisa that says we learn from the Pisco Shalechal, one brisa that says that Lamala Mechal Fama with an amalter is fine. So you have a problem in brisa. So don't ask that I'm against the Tanaim. It's a machlokas Tanaim. And good, so you can pass him whichever Tana you want to hold like. Rav Nachman Yiskomer below Rav Masiyasa Adadi Lo Kashyan. He says, no, without Rav, it would not have been a stira between the two brises. The Rabbanon Korah time of Mai. What's the reason that the Korah has to be within 20 amos? Misha Mekera. It's not because of the Pesach of the Heichal. It's simply a practical issue that you need to have a hecker that you shouldn't walk out of the Mavui, which has a status on the Darais level of a Rishus HaYachid, directly out into Rosh Hashanah carrying something. So you have a hecker, you have a Korah above that you're going to recognize. So if there's an amaltra that catches the eye, so then it could be even more than 20 amos. That makes a lot of sense. But Rav, you're telling me there's a brisa that derives from Pisco Shalechal? Simana Bialma. That brisa is not saying that there's a limud from the Pesach of the Heichal. It's just a simin. There's a halacha of 20 amos when there's no amaltra. You want to remember 20 amos. You want to know, how am I going to remember that the maximum is 20 amos when there's no amaltra? Well, the Pesach of the Heichal is 20 amos. But it's not that's the basis of the halacha. The basis of the halacha is that you need a hacker that you need to be able to recognize. That's what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says. Good, so just like we have a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah about a korah that's more than 20 amos high, we have the similar machlokas legabe schach of a sukkah, if it's the malam mechaf amah, that the Chum say it's possible, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Beis gives many reasons for that halacha when it comes to sukkah. Why did Chacham say that a sukkah that's kaval the malam esrim amah is going to be possible? According to Rav, the reason of the Chum by a mavui is because korah is mishum pesach, and we learn it from the heichal, right? That's what we just said. So that wouldn't be nogea to sukkah, right? If the idea by a mavui is that it can't be more than 20 amos because it has to mirror the pesach of the heichal, because that's the shame pesach, that's got nothing to do with sukkah. By sukkah, there's no shame pesach. However, we just said, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the svar about the mavui is it should catch the eye, that it's something that you should see. Ooh, that's transferable to sukkah. That maybe we have the same thing by sukkah. So now, says the Gemara of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that over here by mavui, it's a practical issue that you want to be able to see. Elo svir lehad the rabba, if he doesn't hold like what we're about to quote from Hanicha, elo svir lehad the rabba. Yeah, I understand very well if he doesn't hold what we're about to quote from Rabbah, Ela Isfir Le'ad the Rabbah, but if he does hold what we're about to quote from Rabbah, then we're going to have a problem. So let's see, what did Rabbah say? Da Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says that when it comes to a sukkah, the reason the Malam Echaf Amos Pasul is because Ksiv, the Pasuk says about sukkah, Leman Yedu Dorosechem Kibisukkah Soshafti, that the purpose of sukkah is that the future generations should know that Kodesh Baruch Hu sat us in sukkahs, and we learn from there that you have to make a sukkah that a person who's sitting in it will recognize that he is in a sukkah. He will see that he's in a sukkah. That's how you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So adas shemama adam yodea shadar b'sukkah. When it's within 20 amos, he'll realize that he's sitting in a sukkah. Lemalam yashemama ein adam yodea. But when it's more than 20 amos, he's not going to realize that he's in a sukkah. Mishum dvol shalta be'ena, because his eye is not going to see that high, more than 20 amos off the ground. Alma gabi sukkah nami akere pligi. Ooh, so akere pligi. So it seems by sukkah they're also arguing about hacker. They're also arguing about how recognizable it's going to be. So then we have a kasha iflugi b'tati lamali. Meaning, if you say like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that the whole idea over here of the mavli the malami chafam, or does it have to be within chafam, is all about what will your eye catch? Because you have to catch it with your eye. You have to see it with your eye. So the same is going to be true by sukkah. That's how Rabba touched up the machlokas by sukkah. That it's about l'man yedu dor sechem. It's about what you're going to see. Well, then why do I need the same machlokas twice? if you're going to make both of those assumptions, that the assumption that we follow Rav Nachman Yitzchak over here, that by Mavui that's what it's all about, and the assumption that we follow Rabbah over there in Sukkah, that by Sukkah that's what it's all about, that it's about Leman Yedu Dorosechem. So says Gemara Tzricha, now I still need them to argue in both situations. The Yeshmin Gabe Sukkah, if it only would have told me the Machlokas with regard to Sukkah Bahakam, Rabbi Yehuda, Kivin Deli Shiva Avid Shalt Be'ena, I would say that's where Rabbi Yehuda will hold your line, go more than 20 amos, because you hang out in the Sukkah. It's the Yeshiva. It's meant, you're meant to live in the Sukkah, right? People often make the mistake, they think Yeshiva Besukkah means sitting in the Sukkah. It doesn't really. It means that Besukkah's Teshvu means that a person is supposed to live in the Sukkah. So that's what the Rambam, it's a difficult Rambam, the Ravid points out. The Rambam writes that, on the first night of Sukkot we have a unique halacha that doesn't apply the whole rest of the year. That on the first night of Sukkot, when a person recites Kiddush, they should stand for the Kiddush, because they're going to say a bracha leivshev b'sukkah at the end of the Kiddush, and then over las yasan they should sit down. So the bracha should be over las yasan. Before you do the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, you first say leivshev b'sukkah, and then you sit down in the sukkah. So the Ravid points out, what do you mean? You're already yotzei the sukkah just by being in the sukkah. B'sukkah steishvu doesn't mean sitting in the sukkah. B'sukkah steishvu means living in the sukkah. The Rambam Pashas means that that's more of a sense of kavil, that a person's kaveya himself when he sits down, and that's really the mitzvah that you go to this diras harai and make it for a week. You make it your diras keva. You make it a place that you're kaveya yourself for the course of that week. That Rambam is often quoted in the discussion about whether one is supposed to sit or stand for kiddush, which parts of kiddush. So the Rambam, you see, very clearly held that generally speaking you sit for kiddush. What you also see clearly from the Rambam is that it doesn't ruin the kiddush if you stand for kiddush, right? Meaning it doesn't mean it's not such a chisarn in kiddush makom suda by standing that it's not that it's not even a kiyum. No, because if for over las yasin you're allowed to do it, so obviously it's considered kiddush makom suda. So avul mavoi de lihilu chavid, but a mavoi you're not supposed to hang out. By a mavoi it's just about walking through. That's the whole idea. So ema modul rabbanon. So I might think that Rabbi Yehuda would be modul to the rabbanon since you're not spending that much time there. So it needs to be more recognizable. So that's where it really needs to be within 20 amos. If we only would have had the machlokas by mavoi, I would say baha kami rabbanan. That's where the rabbanan insists that a mavoi be within 20 amos. Of maybe by sukkah, the rabbanan will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it could be way more than 20 amos. Sricha, and that's why we need both the machlokas in both situations, in both the case of a mavoi and in the case of a sukkah. So the whole kasha was only if you hold like Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak by mavoi, and if you hold like Rabbi by sukkah. And then the answer is that you could have just said, who says those two things align? Maybe Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak doesn't hold like Rabbah by Sukkah, and maybe Rabbah doesn't hold like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak by Mavui. But even if they align, we have an answer, because there's this distinction between Mavui and Sukkah. This idea of Leman Yedu Dor Seichem that Rabbah has, that everyone should recognize that they're sitting in the Sukkah, so that's a famous passage in the Bach, in Hilchos Sukkah. The Torah in Hilchos, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Dafir Aleph has a machlokas, what Pesukah keep Sukkos Hashavti refers to, that Sukkos Hashavti is that they sat in Sukkos Mamish, or it's a Zecher to the Anane Akavod. So the Torah paskins in that Machlokas, and the Bach is very bothered. Why are you paskining in a Machlokas in Agadita? It's a Machlokas, whether, you know, what the meaning of the Mitzvah of Sukkah is. Do the Mitzvah. What difference does it make what the meaning of the Mitzvah is as far as the Psak Halacha is concerned? So the Bach says, no, when the Torah says Lema'an, when the Torah says that you do this Mitzvah Lema'an, Yedu, so that you should know, that means that that's part of the mitzvah. That without, normally we say that mitzvah srichas kavana means that you have to have kavana that you're doing the ratzon Hashem. But that's it. That you know, when you take lulav, you have to have kavana that you're taking lulav. But mitzvah srichas kavana doesn't mean that you have to know the inyan of the mitzvah, what the mitzvah represents, what it's about. That kind of kavana you don't need to have when you do a mitzvah. But when it says leman yedu, that's an indication min haTorah that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you need to know what the mitzvah is about. Mishabura quotes this Bach. La halacha, Mishabura says we should try to be makbid about this. That when you sit in the sukkah, you should remind your family that we're we're sitting in Sukkah in order to remember the Anane HaKavod of the Sukkah's Mamish Machlokas Tanayim. We're trying to remember these things. That's what the Manyedu Dor Sechem is all about. There are a couple of other mitzvahs that the Bach writes like this as well, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to tzitzis. Also it's supposed to bring back a certain memory, and without it, perhaps it's beyond mitzvah Sukkah's Kavana. Without it, a person's not even perhaps even Yotzei the mitzvah, the chumra of the Bach. Okay, Maya Maltra, what is an Amaltra? So we said if you have this Amaltra, then it could be even more than 20 amos high. What does an Amaltra look like? So Rav Chaim Brei de Rab Baravua Amar Kini, it looks like a bird's nest. What does that mean, that it looks like a bird's nest? So some of the Rishonim say that Rabbeinu Chanan and Lemeiri, that they would have actual bird's nests in the Amaltra. They would construct it in such a way where it would be ideal for nesting, and then birds would actually nest there. So that's going to catch your eye, that whenever someone sees a bird, hey, look, there's a bird's nest over there. Shiloh hakein, you start, is it a kosher bird? Right? You start going through the whole thing. So is it, so that beware, sometimes those birds are very protective of their young and they come after you. We had that in camp. So that's something that people are going to notice, that it's a bird's nest. The Rambam says, no, it wasn't an actual bird's nest. Birds nest where they nest. You can't choose that. The Rambam says, no, it was pictures of a bird nest on the Amaltra. They had like a design on the Amaltra. So that catches the eye. It wasn't just stam on the Korah. It wasn't just stam, a beam. It was a beam that was that had graphics on it. So it was something that would catch the eye. No, it's just pieces of cedar wood that are long planks of cedar wood that would be stuck into the wall and protrude from the wall. And because they're very long, they're very recognizable to people. So, if you hold that cedar wood is enough of a recognizable thing, then for sure, birds' nests are even more recognizable. If you hold that you need bird's nest, then piski darza won't do it for you. It's not going to be enough of a recognizable thing. Mandarim piski darza, my time up. And if you say that it's piski darza, why do they help? Mishum denafish mashke, because they're long, and because of that, they'll catch the eye. Vasukkah denafish mashke v'kam rabbanu delo. Sukkah is also somewhat long, and yet we don't say that it's kosher if it's lemala mechaf ama. Ela kivin de kachash v'sukkala. Now the thing about piski darza is that cedar wood is apparently very expensive. So since they're using such expensive building materials, people talk about it. So they can say, oh, did you see the fancy beams they have by that mavui? So everyone, when they go to that mavui, they're going to look for the fancy beams that are by that mavi. The Beis Yosef quotes a machlokas Rishonim over here that the Rashba holds that in order for the Amaltra to work, you need things that are actually chashuv, pieces of wood that are actually meshunim v'chashuvim, because only that is going to create a kol, and the kol is what's necessary in order to create the heker. However, the Torah doesn't quote such a requirement. I mean, it could be that's the basis for the concept of Amaltra, but once we have Amaltra, the dinim of Amaltra don't require that they actually always meet that criteria. Okay, so now, we had said that according to the Chachamim, the Korah of a Mavui, the Schach of a Sukkah, that's the Mala Michaf Hama, is possible. So Gemara discusses, yeah, what if the following, Mitzas Korah B'toch Hasrim, Mitzas Korah L'Mala Me'asrim. Part of the Korah is within 20 Amos of the ground, and part of it protrudes above 20 Amos from the ground. Mitzas Schach B'toch Hasrim, Mitzas Schach L'Mala Me'asrim. Or by Schach, you have some of the Schach of your Sukkah within 20 Amos of the ground, and some of the schach of your sukkah above 20 amos from the ground. So I'm a rabba b'mavoi kasher b'sukkah pasul. There's a split in the halacha over here. By a mavoi, as long as some of the beam is within 20 amos of the ground, it's kasher. By a sukkah, unless all of the schach is within 20 amos of the ground, it's going to be pasul. Tosfos has two permutations of exactly what the case is over here. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil E over here says the shita of the Ri is that we're talking about a case by the schach where the part that's within 20 amos from the ground is really enough schach to be machshu the sukkah. It's tzilas amrub mechamaso on its own, and that's the shir to say it's kosher. It's just that if you were to take the schach that's above 20 amos, in all likelihood the schach that's within 20 amos would start to scatter and would blow away and would end up being chamaso amrub tzilaso. But on its own right now, there's enough in terms of the volume of schach that you have within chavama. It's enough to be machshir the sukkah. It's just that we we'd be nervous that if you take away the schach that's weighing down on it from above, it would then become ruined and it would be chamasa merubim mitzilaso. But if you're relying on the schach that's the malam echaf ama, that's vaday pasul. That there's no shaila, says the Ri. If you need the schach that's the malam echaf ama, it just in order to have kidei hechsher sukkah, in order to have tzilaso merubim chedah, that for sure would be no good. Alternatively, says Tosos, maybe our sugya is talking about where the schach that's within chavama is not enough schach. It's chamas merum mitzilaso, and it doesn't have hechsher sukkah. It's only together with the schach that's the malam echavama that generates tzilaso merum mechamaso. And the reason the schach lemal is mitzdarif to the sheer hechsher sukkah is because we would only say that schach pasul doesn't count toward the sheer hechsher sukkah. This isn't schach pasul. This is schach that's in an unfortunate location. It's a little bit too high, but it's not from Davar Mekabel Tumma. It's not anything like that. So it's kosher ba'atzmuso. And if it were lamata me'asum, it would be kosher. So as long as some of the schach is lamata me'asum, so it catches your eye, then the rest of the schach that's also schach kosher, that's the malam me'asum, would still be mitzdarif, would still count. Those are the two deus in Rishonim as to what the case is even that we're discussing over here, where some of the schach is lamata me'asum and some of the schach is lamata me'asum. But anyway, we made this split in the halacha that Rabbi said by a mavoi it's kosher, by a sukkah it's pasul. So maisha mavoi the kosher, darmin klosh. Why is it by a mavoi that it's kosher? Because we say ignore the part that's lamala mechafama. The part that's lamata mechafama is good enough. So sukkanami lema klosh. Why don't you say the same thing by sukkah? Ignore that which is lamala mechafama. The part that's lamata mechafama should be good enough. Say ikalash tahavila chamasam rum tzlasa. No, because if you were to ignore the part that's lamala mechafama, then what's going to be left is is more sunlight than shade, and touch that up according to each day in Tosos. According to the first day in Tosos, then no, it's still really more shade than sunlight, but we're afraid it's going to lead to more sunlight than shade, and according to the second day in Tosos, more pashut. So says Zungmar Wal Hachanami, by the Mavoyos, you could say the same thing, that Iklash Avila Koran Intelis Beruach, that if you were to ignore the part that's the Malame Chavam, and you were to be left only with that thin sliver that's within 20 Amos, it would just blow away, and that's not a valid korah. A korah can't be so flimsy that it would blow away. The Gemara is going to say later on, and we pass in Shulchan Aruch that the size of a korah has to be a tefach. The thickness could be a kol shu, but it has to be strong enough to be mekabel ariach, to have a brick sit on it and be able to support such a brick. So Rashi writes that's why the korah has to be strong enough to be mekabel a brick, because otherwise it's nitelas beruach, and it's not enough to be makshir the mavo if it's nitelas beruach. So you see, this inyan that if something is so flimsy it would just blow away, then it's not a valid korah. So ela al korachach nasa kshvudin shalmateches. It must be that even though enachinami, if the part that's above 20 amos were not here, this thin sliver that's within 20 amos would blow away, but we don't look at it that way. We look at it as if it were made out of shvudin shalmateches, as if it were made out of a solid, strong metal. So shouldn't we look at the schach the same way? Meaning we're just going in circles over here. We haven't come up with a good reason to distinguish between the halachas of a mavo and the halachas of a sukkah, in that when it comes to a sukkah where some is lamala mechav and some is lamata mechav, it's going to be a problem, but by a mavo, for some reason, it's not a problem. So the Gemara gives two explanations of why it in fact is, why there is such a chilik. Amar Rava mipar zakya, sukkah to liyachid he lo mitkar. A sukkah is only for an individual, meaning a sukkah is not for the entire community. Everyone has their own sukkah, so a person is not going to know to pay attention about the hechsher sukkah. So if some of the schach is the matam me'asum and some is the malam me'asum, we're afraid he might take the lower schach away and he'll forget that, wait, he's taking away the only part that's kosher, and he's going to be left only with the schach that's the malam me'asum. And no one's going to remind him because it's his own personal sukkah, so so no one's going to even see him doing it. But mavoi de l'rabim mit kriya dadi. Mavoi, which is l'rabim, which is meant for the community. Mavoi has all these chatzeros that open into it. It's in a passageway. It's an alleyway. Everyone uses it. If you try to take away the part of the korah that's the matam echav, someone's going to say something. People are going to mention something. Right? You can do whatever you want in your own house. No one's going to say anything to you. Second, you change anything in the shul, you move one chair. You move one. What are you doing? That's not the way it was. So people will always recognize these things. Ravina Amar Sukkah Daraisa Achmir Be'Rabbanan. The Mavid Rabbanan Lo Achmir Be'Rabbanan. No, the distinction is much simpler. simpler. Sukkah is a din d'oraisa, so we're a little more machmir. Mavoi is a din d'rabbanan, and therefore we're a little more mekel. Rav Adabar Masna, Masni l'alaha shmaita d'rabba ibcha. Now that was one version of the conversation where we say we're more machmir by sukkah when some of it is within chafama. Why are we more machmir by sukkah than by mavoi? So we gave two reasons. Either because sukkah is for the yachid, or because sukkah is d'oraisa. Now we're going to have a version of the discussion where we say just the opposite. We're more machmir by mavoi. And the irony is, we're going to say, and what's the reason to be more machmir by mavoi? Same two reasons, except we're going to flip it on its head, and those reasons are going to be a reason to be more machmir by mavoi. So let's see how this plays out. Rav Adabar Masa Masa La Shmaitid Rabbi Ibcha Amar Rabbi B'mavoi Pasul B'sukkah K'shera. By mavoi it's possible by sukkah K'shera. Maishna sukkah K'shera Darmin Klosh. Why is it by a sukkah that it's kosher? Because we say we view the schach that's l'malam echav as if it's not there. Well, b'mavoi nami name a klosh. Why don't you say the same thing by mavoi? Iklashav le'korani tells bruch. No, you can't say view the part of the korah that's above chavam as if it's not there, because then it's so flimsy it would blow away from the wind. Well, hachanami iklashav le'chamas m'mitzlasa. Same by a sukkah. If you were to ignore the part that's l'malam echavam, it would also be too flimsy. Ela al karchach. So it must be that you view the sukkah as if it's tzilasim rumi chamasa, even recognizing that if you were to take away the part that's the malam echav, it wouldn't be tzilasim rumi chamasa, and therefore achinami, the same should hold true by a mavoi, al karch nasuk shvudin shal mateches. We should view the mavoi as if it's made of shvudin, as if the korah is made of shvudin shal mateches, and that it's not flimsy. So amar ava mi parzakya sukkah deliachri rami anav sheyamitkar. The difference is, you know why we're more Mekel by a sukkah? Because it's only up to you. It belongs to an individual. And when an individual has responsibility, he knows that he's the only one that's responsible for this. So he takes achrayas for it. So he's going to remember. But mavi de l'rabim hi, samchi adadi v'la mitkri. But whenever something is done by committee, it doesn't get done. Because everyone is going to rely on the other person to take care of it. So when there's an individual who has achrayas, so he's the buck stops there. He knows he's got to take care of it. So by the sukkah, he's not going to mess around with it because it's his. But the mavoi, which is for everybody, no one's going to, they're going to see someone taking away the part of the korah that's within chavama, and everyone's going to say, oh, the other guy's probably going to say something about this. So damri inchi, and that's the comment that that people often say, k'deri d'be shutfi lo chamima v'lo karira. That if you have a pot that's being looked after by two people, that it's la chamima v'la karira. So that it's not going to be hot enough when you want it hot, it's not going to be cold enough when you want it cold, it's never going to meet the criteria that you're interested in because no one is actually taking a krayas for this. You don't need rayas for this. This is it's a basic fact of life. Just having my house the other day, my wife had one of my kids drop her off at work, and she said, someone pick me up at the end of the day. Oh, that didn't work. She ended up taking a cab home. I didn't have my phone. Someone picked me up. But if you say you're responsible, which is usually me, but then someone's gonna take a chayas. But you do have this in other places in halacha where we say kederi d'veshut v'lochamim v'lokarira, where it comes up in Maaseh Rav. It says that the Vilna Gaon was noeg to read Rus and Shir Hashirim and Koelis with the bracha on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So the Achronim asked, well, wait a second. What about the gzeira shami avriyana dalar ames brushus rabim? The Chum made such a by Megillas Esther on Shabbos. Says no, Megillas Esther is a chiyuv that each and every yachid would have to read. Meaning Megillas Esther is a chiyuv that that even if you didn't have a tzibur, yeah, Barav Amadras Melech, but even if you didn't have a tzibur, you'd have to read Megillas Esther by yourself. So there's a sense of achrayus with Megillas Esther. So there were gozer legabe Megillas Esther on Shabbos, but the Chamish Megillas, which is a chiyuv on the tzibur, they didn't make a gzeira, just like they were not gozer on Kriyas HaTorah, because the rabbin will be no. This is the opposite. This is going on the other side of things. This is where we assume that if there's a rabbin on the first version, that if there's a rabbin, we assume that they will remind each other, right? So that's what the Vilna Gaon, that's in Maaseh Rav, you find that that when you have a rabbin, sometimes there's an assumption that people will remind each other, and that's the chilek between Megillas Esther versus the other Megillas. That was Nogea this year, right? When we didn't have when we didn't have Minyanim yet on Pesach and on Shavuos, so people wanted to know: should you read Shir Hashirim on Pesach? Should you read Rus on Shavuos? Shavuos. So technically, not really. I mean, it's a nice thing to do. You can always learn Tanakh. It's always a good thing. It's appropriate, but it's not really, it's not a chiyuv. It's a chavos hatzibur. That's the minhag. The minhag is to dafka read it betzibur. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So Ravina Amar Sukkot Araisa lo boyichizik mavid rabbanon boyichizik. That the chiluk, again, the same chiluk, the second chiluk, the same as the second chiluk in the first version, that the chiluk is between the daraisa and the drabbanon, but we flip it on its head, that sukkah, which is daraisa, it doesn't require chizik, so we don't need to make extra chumras. We could afford to be more makel, because people naturally will take it seriously. But mavu, which is drabbanon, is boy chizik. We need to be extra machmir, because people won't take it as seriously. So may havila, how do we actually paskin if part of the schach is within chaf and part is the malamichav, part of the korah is within chaf, part is the malamichav? So Rabbi Ravula Amar Zevzeh Pasul, Rav Amar Zevzeh Kasher. So Rabbi Ravula says that they're both going to be Pasul, Rav says they're both going to be Kasher. So essentially what we have is four different shitos, right? We have two shitos that distinguish between Mavoi and Sukkah, one in each direction, one shita in each direction. We have a shita that says everything's Pasul, and a shita that says everything is Kasher. Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Rav explains why it is that he was willing to say that Zevzeh Kasher, because Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Mavoi Tanan. When we say that the shear is 20 amos, the sukkah, the korah, it means not that the beam has to be within 20 amos of the ground, but that the airspace between the ground and the beam can't be more than 20 amos. So I don't care that some of the beam sticks above 20 amos. The shear is not a shear in beam. It's a shear in airspace that's underneath the beam. And the same with sukkah. It's not about the schach. It's about the airspace until your eye catches the schach that has to be 20 amos. So it's about the halal. Samalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Tani Dim Sayelach, I'll bring a brisa, it's just like you. Mavi Shu Gavah Meser Mam, if you have a Mavi that's more than 20 amos tall, Yosim Pisco Shal Heichel, taller than the Heichel, you might, you should make it smaller. The Heichel Gufo, Chalal Lo'asrim, and the Heichel itself, the Chalal of the Heichel, was, of the entranceway of the Heichel, was 20 amos. So you see that the Shir of Eser Mama is about the airspace, meaning the Korah could be Mamish at the 20 amos mark. None of it has to be within 20 amos. It just has to be that there's no more than 20 amos of airspace. So Esvi Rasimi Baravashi the Rav Papa. So Rasimi Baravashi challenges Rav Papa. It says in the Brisa that Mavi, that's the Malam Eser Mama. So if you want to be Matirit, what do you do? Ketzad Ayosa Maniach Korah Misfas Esrim Ulamata. You need to make sure that the Korah is within 20 amos of the ground, not enough to be on the 20 amos mark. It sounds like it's got to be Ulamata. So don't you see that it's not about the airspace, that the Korah itself needs to be within 20 amos? Says Marna, Ema Ulamaila. No, what he meant to say is Ulamaila. Valamata Katani. Then he would have said the word Ulamaila. It doesn't say that. It says Lamata. So Hakamashman, Dilamata Kilamaila. When you're measuring the smallest possible shear, you should use similar criteria to measuring the largest possible shear. Meaning to make sure that the Korah is not Lamata Measara Tzvachim, Malamala Chalala Esrim, Aflamata Chalala Asara. Just like the maximum possible shear, the entranceway, the airspace of the entranceway could be up to 20 amos, the smallest possible shear, it's the halal that's got to be at least 10 tefachim. That you can't say, oh, as long as the beam sticks out above 10 tefachim off the ground, then that's good enough. No, the airspace under the beam needs to be at least 10 tefachim, and by a sukkah as well. So now, that was all just as far as determining the height of the mavoi, the height of the sukkah. But all of this was assuming that we know what an amma is. So now the Gemara discusses that. How big is an amma? So there happen to be two different measurements of an amma. There's an amma bas chamisha tefachim, a five tefach amma, and an amma bas shisha tefachim. So says Gemara, Amar Abayi Mishmed Rav Nachman, amma sukkah, the amma's mavoi, ba'amma bas chamisha. Whenever we measure an amma by a sukkah or a mavoi, we always mean a five tefach amma. Amma's kalayim ba'amma bas shisha. But whenever we talk about an amma of Kalayim, then it's always going to be six Tvachim. So the Gemara is going to make an assumption right now that we're always going to be more Machmir. And that's why we make this distinction. That since by Sukkah and Mavoi, to say that it's that we're using a five Tvachama is a Chumrah, that's why we use the five Tvachama. And by Kalayim, it's a Chumrah to use the six Tvachama. It would be a Kula to use the five Tvachama. That's why we use the six Tvachama. That we're making the assumption that everything has to go l'chumra. The Bir Halacha quotes the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos that why would you assume l'chumra? Normally we assume that Safik Drabbanan l'kula. So if you're not sure whether I'm a bas chamisha tefachim or I'm a bas shisha tefachim, we should be mekel. He says no. Over here we're machmir because that which we don't know the shear of an amma is not a safek. That's considered a chisar and yedia. Safek is when you have a safek in halacha. When you just don't know a basic fact, that's not called a safek. That's worse than a safek, and that you always have to be machmir. So that's safek machmas chisar and yedia. That's how the Bir Halacha writes. Other achronim explain differently, perhaps more pashut, that the size of an amma is a safek that's nogea to everything. So it's nogea to many dinim daraisa, and also to many dinim drabanan. But fundamentally, knowing what an amma is a daraisa dika concept. You need to know what an amma is. So it could be that when you have a suffix, a single suffix that's so broad that it impacts both dinim daraisa and dinim drabanan, that you'd view that as a suffix daraisa. That's what some of the other achronim suggest. So amas mavi bam bas chamishon mai hilchsa. When we say that the amma of a mavu is a five tefach amma, what halach are we talking about? Legovo, we're talking about the height of the mavui. That the Mishnah says in Dav Beis Amid Aleph that you're not allowed to have it more than Esrim Amma. So we're machmir that it's got to be so low down, it's got to be within 25 tefach ammas from the ground. You can't have it within 26 tefach ammas from the ground. It'll appear to us mavui. And also, when it comes to mavui, that one of the walls is nifrats, one of the walls is cracked through, is broken through. So we're going to see on Dav Hey that if the pirtz is greater than 10 ammas, then it's a problem. So how big of a pirtz do we allow? Only up until 10 amos of the 5 tefach amos. So that's why saying 5 tefachim is a bigger chumra. But there is a shir about mavoi where using the 5 tefach amos is going to be a kula. That only a mavoi that's at least 4 amos long can be nitar al yidei lechi v'kora. Only a mavoi that's at least 4 amos long can lechi v'kora help. So if you use the smaller measure amos, it's going to be a kula. So says Gemara, kemandi amar barba tefachim. No, we must be assuming like the Shita of Rav Yosef that we're going to have in a couple of days, that it's not four amos, it's four tefachim, and by tefachim you don't have this discussion. That's also a major machlokes in poskim. Is that true? We don't have this discussion about tefachim, that maybe there are different sized tefachim as well. So we'll get to that maybe tomorrow. V'yiba yisema ba'arba amos, rov amos kamar. Or we could say that when we say that by a mavoi we use the amos pas chamisha tefachim, it means for most of the halachas of a mavoi. But really you just use whatever is more chamur. Say Nachinami, for two out of the three halachas we learned so far, you use the sixth tefach. I didn't realize how late it was. I just totally lost track of time. Yeah, let's just run ahead for one more minute. Amma sukkah ba amma bas chamisha l'may hilchsa, and by amma sukkah, what's the halacha? L'govo l'dofen akuma, for the height of the sukkah and for dofen akuma. Va'ika meshach sukkah ba arba amos. But when it comes to the size of minimum shear of a sukkah of four amos to l'kula, where that's a kula, titanya Rabbi Omar ani kol sukkah shein ba arba amos al arba amos psula. The Rabbi says that any sukkah that's not four amos by four amos is pasul. So that's going to be a kula. So krabban and damri afilu ena machzekas al rosh rubu v'shulchano. We must be assuming that there is no shear of four amos by a sukkah. It's rosh rubu v'shulchano. It's 7x7 tefachim. Vi by yisemel the olam Rabbi he and rov amos kamar. Or maybe we're assuming like Rabbi, but when we say amos for a sukkah we use amos plus chamisha tefachim, it means whenever that's a chumra. But ena chinami for the shear of 4x4 amos of a sukkah, then it would be a chumra, and therefore we would have to use the 6 tefach amos. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with amos klein. Sorry, I should have gone a little faster.